and the two will never contradict. In his word, he clearly speaks certain truths. But then his Holy Spirit speaks to your life particularly. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. But we're not done yet. Are you ready to move on? Do you want to be a priest? Then let's keep on going. Next was placed the coat and sash. They were designed of checkerwork. They were made of blue, purple, red, and gold, representing the colors of royalty. My Bible tells me in 1 Peter chapter 2, my Bible tells me about my priestliness. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. Work with me, Lord. But you are a chosen race. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are royalty. When you're royalty, you just talk different. It's not putting on airs, it's just that you're different. I was watching this thing about the Navy SEALs and the training that they go through. And even after you become a Navy SEAL, there's an additional set of training that you have to go through in order to become a member of the SEAL Team 6. And one of the guys who is responsible for training SEAL Team 6, the elite of the elite, he said that he can walk down the street and he can pick a member of SEAL Team 6 out, even if he has never seen them before in his life. He said there was a certain way that they just carry themselves. Just looking at them, you can tell that's a member of SEAL Team 6. You are a part of royalty. Without even knowing anything about you, somebody ought to say, man, you just talk like you're from a royal family. You walk with a certain amount of royalty. You conduct yourself with a certain amount of royalty. You're covered in royalty. My friends, God wants to progress us to the place where we become who he said that we would be. We are no longer part of the earthly family. For in Christ Jesus, we are now seated in heavenly places. State of the Union, President Obama was speaking. He made a very simple statement. He said, I cannot run for office again. The Republicans began to applaud. President Obama retorted, well, that's because I've won the last two elections. But I want you to go back and look at that little clip again. It's all over the internet. I want you to look at the look on his face. I was in my living room shouting and jumping and doing all kind of stuff. But I want you to look at President Obama's face after he immediately made that statement. He tried to play it off with a little smile, but immediately after he made that statement, his face went very serious. You know why? Because he's the President of the United States. The President of the United States does not step down to the level of a congressman or a senator. The President of the United States does not go word for word when some idiot yells out, you lie. He's more dignified than that. He occupies the position of the President of the United States. When he walks in the room, men stand. The stroke of his pen, our youth go to war and die. He is the President of the United States. He is the Commander in Chief. You are royalty. You cannot argue and conduct yourself as one of the common people. You are covered in royalty. Your coat and your sash, the very thing that ties together every aspect of your priestly ministry, is signifying the fact that you are royalty. Also, help me, Jesus. Also, according to Exodus chapter 28, verse 4, help me, Lord. The Bible says in Exodus 28, verse 4, these are the garments that you shall make, a breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a coat of checker work, a turban, and a sash. They shall make holy garments for Aaron, his brother, and his sons to serve me as priests. According to Exodus 28, verse 4, the priests could not begin ministering until they were clothed in their royal clothing. I'm going to read it to you. That was the English Standard Version. Let me read it to you from the King James. And these are the garments which you shall make, a breastplate, an ephod, and a robe, and a broidered coat, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make holy garments for Aaron, thy brother, and his sons, that he may minister unto me in the priest office. In other words, he's got to wear this before he can minister to me. So that he can minister to me, he needs to be dressed in his royalty. Without his royalty, he cannot minister to me. Until we realize we are part of God's royal family, until we conduct ourselves like royalty, we cannot become priests for Jesus. But I'm not done. Y'all ready for me to move on? Do you want to be more like a priest? Next, the priest was fixed with the breastplate. So as I said before, I'll talk more about that the next time we meet. It's time to move on. Do you want to be a priest? Next, the turban was made of fine linen, was placed on his head. This was the prelude to the grand finale. We're almost done now. We're almost at the end of the journey. The righteousness has been placed on. God's commandments have been obeyed. The royal family has been entered. And now, as the final moments are unfolding. But see, you have to understand there's something very special about that head guard. The story is told of a movie star who was trying to get ready to go to the Oscars. And there in Hollywood, they were trying to figure out how they were going to get their hair done at this very last minute when someone told them about this world-renowned hair designer. The hair designer showed up and said, well, show me what you're going to be wearing tonight. Big fancy movie star then pulls out the clothes. This is what I'm wearing. World-renowned hair designer pulls out a ribbon and takes this movie star's hair and begins to tie it up and weave the ribbon through it and to do all of this stuff to make it look gorgeous. And man, it looked fabulous. The movie star looks in the mirror and is just amazed. In such a short amount of time, someone can make them look so beautiful. So then the movie star says, well, how much do I owe you? The world-renowned hair designer says, that's going to be $1,200. The movie star says, you mean to tell me that I'm going to pay you $1,200 for this ribbon? The movie star reaches into the movie star's hair and undoes the ribbon and pulls it out and says, no, the ribbon is free. To get this now, Jesus, in the final stages of our perfection, is working on the mind. The mind has to be covered in righteousness. We're coming to the conclusion now. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. And now we're to the final scenes. The priestly robes have been placed with the ephod and the coats, the breastplates have been placed on us, and now we're about to enter into the service of God, standing as priests, seating on thrones. And he places on us the righteousness. He places on us his righteousness. One of the last steps in our sanctification. First, Jesus places his robe of righteousness on us, but we're not priests yet. But Jesus is showing us what we shall become. However, when we have the turban of righteousness placed on us, we are now priests. Jesus starts by telling us what we shall be. That's by putting on his robe of righteousness. But then Jesus ends by making us what he had always designed us to be. Completely righteous. So perfected in his righteousness that even our minds are righteous. Help me, Lord. He starts off by putting on the robe of righteousness and saying, this is what you shall be. Then at the end of it, I'm almost done. At the end of it, he places the linen turban on our heads. And he says to us, what I told you at the beginning of the process, you have now become at the end of the process. So that not only are you doing the deeds of righteousness, you actually are thinking the thoughts of righteousness. And then comes the crowning act. The next slide. Then comes the crowning act. The final piece in the process of sanctification. God places the gold plate on our foreheads. And it reads, holiness to the Lord. Those of you who read in the King James Version or any translation where it says holiness to the Lord, verse 6, holiness to the Lord, that word Lord is in all caps, L-O-R-D. Whenever you're reading your Bible and the word Lord is in all caps, it is to let you know that the word used here is the word Yahweh. It is the sacred name that God told Moses when they were in the mountain at the burning bush. I am Yahweh. I am that I am. Tell them Yahweh sent you. Get this now. Get this now. Whenever you see Lord in all caps, it means Yahweh is used in this place. When we let Jesus take us through the process of salvation, we are inscribed with Yahweh's name. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. We are inscribed with Yahweh's name. In other words, God is taking us through a process where we shall become so much like him that the only name he can put on us is his name. What are you going to call this one right here? And the heavenly universe scratches their heads. I don't know, what do we call him? I don't know. I mean, he looks so much like Jesus and talks so much like Jesus and thinks so much about and like Jesus. What do we call him? And Jesus says, well, put my name on him. Put Yahweh. At the end of it all, God puts his name on me. In other words, he has so restored his image in me. Yes! He has so restored his image in me that there is no other description, no other name, no other title that can be worn except the name of God. That's mine right there. That's what I intended for them to look like back in the Garden of Eden. That's mine right there. That's how they looked when I first made them. That's mine right there. They are now dressed from head to foot, or from foot to head, in the righteousness of Jesus. Holiness to the Lord. Holiness to Yahweh. This is Yahweh's. This is Yahweh's, God's own possession. To him that overcomes, I will write my name in their foreheads. Somebody ought to be shouting this morning. My God sent me by here to tell somebody, don't give up now. This is not the time to turn back. This is not the time to become discouraged. This is not the time to get weary and well-doing. God's going to write his name in my forehead. all the blessings that the Bible mentions, all of the honor, God,